Hello, this is the Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The Wall Street Journal examines cases of hoverboards sold on Amazon that caught fire, noting the cases tests the argument that platforms should not be responsible for the sales and other activities they host. Amazon halted sales and warned consumers about hoverboards' dangers, but the virtual anonymity of platform merchants complicated investigations and enabled the sales of similar products. New York Magazine notes that Facebook's strategy of rolling out new features to limited groups has served the company's public image. For example, a tool that enables consumers to delete the data Facebook has collected about their activities outside of Facebook is not widely available, but addresses privacy concerns. A tool for exporting photos to Google will launch first in Ireland, possibly appeasing European antitrust regulators. University of New Mexico researchers have discovered a vulnerability in macOS, Linux, and other operating systems that could allow attackers to hijack virtual private network sessions. The flaw could enable an attacker to gain unauthorized VPN access to spy on a user's session and inject malware into a website, perhaps compromising the browser. IBM has developed and patented a technology that will allow track the location of drone deliveries and alert users if something is happening with their package. The technology includes an IoT sensor on the package that records height and geographic coordinates and will deploy the blockchain as needed. Because drone delivery isn't common yet, the patent is ahead of its curve and could prevent package interceptions. China orders all government offices to remove computer products made by foreign companies within 3 years, according to multiple reports. The Financial Times estimates the move will see 20 million to 30 million items replaced. Analysts expect 30% of products could be swapped out next year, 50% in 2021 and 20% in 2022. This was your shot of tech coffee, find us at OnThisMedia.com.